Psalm 119 and verse number 143. We'll read one verse, pray, ask God for his help. And then once you get there, let's all stand. That's Psalm 119 and one verse, verse 143. And let's see what the master has for us for some food on this glorious Sunday morning. Let's all stand as we give reverence to God's holy word. The Bible says in Psalm 119 and verse 143, he says, trouble. We know about that. Trouble. And in by itself, an anguish have taken hold on me. Good news. Yet thy commandments are my delights. The Bible says trouble and anguish have taken hold on me. Yet thy commandments are my delights. I will talk this morning to the thought, when trouble has found me. When trouble has found me. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you'd help us this morning. No doubt, God, there's a number of us whom trouble has found. We're in the midst of a troubling situation. And sometimes it seems as though there's no end, there's no solution. But I pray, God, that on this morning, on this day, at this moment, at this time, that you reveal to us from the word of God how we get through the trouble that we find ourselves in the midst of. Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would rise up within us. I pray, God, that you reveal to us some great truths, some life-changing truths that would do for us what nothing else is able to do. And that God will thank him. Then I pray, God, my mind is shifted. I pray for that soul that might be among us who's not saved. They're not born again. They're not blood bought. They don't know if they died right now at this second. But heaven would be their final destination. But oh, Father, like those two folks yesterday in my office, Lord, I pray, God, that they receive Jesus as the Lord and their Savior, realizing that they're a sinner on their way to a devil's hell. But Christ has paid the penalty for our sins. There's a way to get to heaven, and it's through the Son, Jesus Christ. Let this be that day they'll mark her down, that they were born again, blood bought. And for that, God will shout hallelujah. God, help somebody. Help somebody. Help me. And we'll definitely thank you. And God, if there's anything else, I'm leaving out. Yes, sir. Meet that need too. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Not a weak Jesus, but mighty, mighty, mighty Jesus. Amen. Amen. May be seated. When trouble has found me, there are many of us that can testify that trouble has found us this past week. Trouble has come and not only knocked on my door, but kicked my door down and just walked right on in. Well, you know what? We all are going to face trouble. All of us. There is not one person here this morning that's exempt from trouble. Now, I wish there was an exemption status for that, amen. But there's not an exemption status anywhere for trouble. As a matter of fact, hold your place here, but run to Job chapter 5 and look at verse number 7. Look what it says here in Job chapter 5 and verse number 7 about this thing called trouble. The Bible says in Job 5 and verse number 7, the Bible says this, and this is Eliphaz speaking. He says, yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. Let's read it again. Yet man is born unto trouble, that's toil or labor. It also means worry, whether body or mind, as the sparks fly upward. What are sparks? That's what, of course, comes from the fire. And where does it go? It goes upward. And he's saying to us, just like these sparks are going to fly upward, you and I, as sure enough as we are born, we are going to face trouble. Look what Job also says over in Job 14 and verse number 1. Job 14, verse number 1. This is a familiar one. We've at least heard it before. Well, the Bible says this. Man that is born of a woman is of a few days. And what? Not half full, but full of trouble. Little, how in the world little babies got trouble? They got troubles already? Yeah, they need changing. Nobody understands. They need to be changed. What's wrong with them? Check it. Maybe hungry. He's like, no, I ain't hungry. I'm not taking my hand. They want you to change the diaper, amen. But trouble comes. Trouble happens to every single person that's alive, that's breathing. Trouble is going to come to your place. Trouble is going to find you. We'll look at three things and then we're going to be done. The first thing is a problem that we see over here in Psalm 119 and verse 143. The Bible says this. This is the problem that we're facing. The Bible says, the psalmist says, trouble and anguish have taken hold on me. Those words, taken hold on, means simply found me. They also mean to find, or they have found me. So in other words, trouble has been looking for me, and finally trouble has found me. They were hiding somewhere, but you can't hide from trouble. Sometimes we say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to choose me some good friends. Who wants bad friends? Nobody, right? I mean, we all want good friends. She said, you know what? I'm gonna leave that group and I'm gonna find me another group. She said, well, that looks like a good group. You get in that group. Seems like everything's all right. Then sure enough, trouble finds that group too. No matter what group you find yourself in, there's going to be some trouble that's going to find you in that group. Who in here doesn't want a perfect marriage without problems? Everybody wants a problem-free marriage. Sorry. We all are going to have some kind of trouble in our marriage. Why is that? Because we there. And all of us have a sin nature. There's not one person here who does not have a sin nature. And if you get two people with sin natures in the same house, there's going to be some problems. Then we know how it works the first 3 to 6 months. It's all good. Maybe where you want to go. I want to go here. They don't want to go there, but they go anyway. But wait after 6 months. Let's go back over to so-and-so. I don't want to go over there. I thought you liked going there. I liked going there when we first started dating, but not now. We first got married, but not now. What happens, my dear friends? Hey, you are going to have troubles. There's going to be imperfections. But at the same time, there's also victory that we can experience in the midst of our trouble. Now, look what the Bible says here. He says trouble. That word trouble means a tight place or adversity. Tight places have found me. Adversity has found me. It's been looking for me and it's caught up with me. And now it's here. But not only that, it's brought a cousin along with it. The cousin is anguish. The word anguish here means confinement or disability or lack of adequate power or strength. Now think about that. Is that not what happens? A lot of times, come for a minute, Bobby. You have plenty of strength at first. Then all of a sudden, adversity comes. And when adversity comes, can you hold me? You got me?
Yep, he's a yep.
Now he loses strength. He's in anguish. He's like, you take me back over here. What happens is this. When that trouble comes, when that problem comes, it begins to weigh on you and weigh on you. And then soon, my dear friends, you find yourself in anguish. Remember, it says lack of power. All of a sudden, you start losing your strength. And all of a sudden, instead of being smiley. Now I know. Yes, anybody. Now I know. Now I know Sharon. We see Sharon. She smiles all the time. And I'm sure. Where's her husband? I'm sure. That she smiles 24 hours a day. I mean, she never frowns. I mean, let's talk a little bit. I mean, now we ain't going to talk to you. Amen. But as jubilant, as vibrant as Miss Sharon Brown is, I'm gonna tell you, my dear friends, there are times when things weigh so heavy on her that there is no laughter, there is no smile. But see, for us, we think, "Well, oh, man, she's just always that way." I bet nighttime she's going. No, it ain't that way all the time, amen. If it's not that way, and believe it or not, this is gonna shock somebody. The preacher ain't always happy, snobby all the time. Ain't that a shock to you? She said, nope. But all of us, all of us, my dear friends, at times are going to lose strength because the pressures are there weighing upon us. But we've got some good news. The Bible does say here, trouble and anguish have taken hold on me. They found me. Yet, I like this, thy commandments are my delights. We see the problem, but then we also see there can be some pleasure. The Bible says, the psalmist says, yet in the midst of trouble and anguish, thy commandments, thy law, thy ordinance, in other words, thy word, are my delights. That word delights right here means enjoyment and also means pleasure. The psalmist says, you know what? Trouble and anguish have found me. But what I find is this, myself, is pleasure in God's word. Pleasure in God's commandments. Pleasure in what God has to say about the situation. As a matter of fact, go with me over to Psalm 119 and verse number 50. Look what the psalmist says right here. In other words, my dear friends, when you and I find ourselves or find ourselves in the grass or in the hold of trouble and anguish, do this. The Bible says this. The psalmist says, hallelujah. The psalmist says in verse 50, this is my comfort in my affliction. Now, that word I have to read sometimes slow. He says, this is my comfort in my affliction. In the midst of my affliction, here is my comfort. Here is my consolation. Here is my relief. For thy word hath quickened me. That word quickened is the same word that we use for revive. It means to revive. It means to recover. It means to repair. The psalmist says this. The word of God is my comfort. It brings me relief. In, he says right here, in my affliction. Now, the word affliction here means this, depression, misery, and trouble. When you and I find ourselves in the midst of depression, in the midst of misery, in the midst of trouble, we need to find ourselves running to the word of God where we can find some comfort, where we can find some relief. When you take an Advil, what do you expect it to do? Give you some relief. When you take a leave, what is it supposed to do? Relieve, amen. Relieve you of whatever it is that's hurting you, amen. In other words, y'all correct me if I'm wrong right here, later anyhow, but when you take that leave, it is supposed to cause the swelling to go down. Is that correct? Okay. So in other words, So in other words, when things begin to swell up in your life, what we need is some spiritual relief. Yeah. We get some spiritual relief from God's holy word. And when you start eating on God's holy word, all of a sudden, my friends, relief begins to take place. Release begins to take place. Revival begins to happen in the midst of your heart and your soul. Woo! Hallelujah. The Bible says here, the psalmist says, thy word have quickened me. Thy word has revived me. Thy word has caused me to recover, to repair. When Brett landed in the intensive care area there, his neck was all swollen up. What did he need? Some relief. He needed something to relieve him of that pressure that caused that swelling. And then once they was able to get that medicine for him, and that medicine, by the way, is expensive medicine. It's worth $9,000. $9,000 for that medicine. It's a lot, but it's needed.
Yeah.
By the way, this word that we have is very expensive.
Oh, yeah.
It cost the Lord Jesus Christ his life for us to have this precious word that we read today, my dear friends. It's his blood that's expensive. For my friends, he got enough blood to go around for everybody. Woo! Hallelujah. We've got a God that wants to give relief to those who are hurting. Relief to those who are on their way down the path. They need not travel. Look what we say here. I got one more verse for you and we're done. Look what it says in Psalm 119. And look at verse number 9. Psalm 119 and verse number 9. The psalmist says this. Wherewithal or how shall a young man cleanse his way? That word cleanse means to be clear or be clean. That word way means his path, his road, his race. How can a young man clear his path? Perhaps his path is clouded or crowded with stuff that's in the way. Well, how can you get it clear? What kind of instrument, what kind of machine can we use to clear the path? The Bible says right here. The Bible says in verse number 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. That word heed right there means this. It means, my dear friends, to hedge about, protect, to attend. So in other words, he says, hedge yourself about with the word of God. And then you know what happened? It's like when we got some guys that drive those trucks during the snow. We got some guys. Yeah, plow. Yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about. We got any guys that plow? Any of y'all plow? No. But Brother Laddie, he plows. When Brother Lang has to plow the lot over there at the college, I believe it is. You know what he does? He'll go out there with no, I hope you don't anyway, that parking lot. He'll go out there with no shovel. He gets into a truck. That truck surrounds him. When he gets in that truck, it's got something in the front that's going to help move that snow out the way. Then all he got to do is just get in there and start driving. When he starts driving, guess what happens? That snow starts clearing the path. That snow starts moving out the way, my friend. A path begins to clear. And now, my dear friends, not only can he get through there, but other folks also can get through there as well. Listen, my dear friends, we've got something too called the Word of God. Surround yourself with the Word of God, and you're going to bust right through there. Hallelujah. Come for a minute, Bobby. Come for a minute. Who we got here? Come on, Stevie. Come for a minute. Stand right there. Where's Who we is I don't see him. Let's see. Well, come here. What's your name again? Dennis. Now, here's Dennis. He's a tall fella. Now actually, I was looking for Randall. That's what I was looking for. But now here y'all lock arms right there. But now here they are. They're in my path. They're in my way. I want to get through there. So I need something to protect me, something that'll help me, something that'll help me to get through this situation. Amen. Why are you just, you waiting for me to say that? I need some, come here for a minute, Billy. I need some more beef. Let me get up here. Get some more. Get up here. Amen. We gonna clear. We need this path clear. Cause I'm on a road. I'm on a path. I'm on a journey, and they in my way. Amen. So I surround myself with the Word. And here we go. We going through there, guys. At least y'all are. Here we go. Ready? Here we go. Come, let's get me through here. Hallelujah. All right. Now notice. I didn't get scratched. Y'all can have a seat. Thank guys. Give you guys a hand. Amen. I didn't get scratched. Yeah. I didn't get hurt because I was protected. Amen. I feel pretty good. Amen. I don't know how they feel. Amen. But it's the same thing, my friends, when you and I surround ourselves with God's word and then we go full steam ahead, then God will protect us as we go down that path. But we need to guide and surround ourselves in the word of God. That's why the enemy fights is so tough. He don't want us to read the word of God. But you start reading that thing, and all of a sudden your mind gets clear. Your thoughts get clear. And now you got all this other, this icky. You know, everybody's out to get me. Jackie, they out to get me. She out to get me, too. She just laughed, but she out to get me. Everybody's out to get me. Then all of a sudden, you're paranoid. I mean, you've been sitting around there. I don't like being around people. Because people will get you. You know what? The enemy wants you to be paranoid. He don't want you to associate yourself with anybody that might help you or encourage you. But I'm going to tell you what, my friends. You start getting around the brethren. The Bible talks about how, what is it, three cord? Two is hard to break. You get three together. Imagine you get a whole bunch together.
That's right.
Woo! Oh, man. You talk about standing strong. Read the Bible. In the early church, man, they met daily. They prayed together. They worshiped together. They ate together. They fellowshiped together. And they got strong together. That's why they were able to face all the trouble that they faced. That's why they were able to stand there and as they bound them to those stakes and set them on fire and still be singing songs about the Lord Jesus Christ. It takes strength for that, friends. But we got something to give us strength. And it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read one more verse. We're done. Back to this original verse. Go back to Psalm 119. We're done. Verse 143. The psalmist says this. Trouble, tight places, adversity, and anguish, confinement have taken hold on me. Yet, thy commandments are my delight, my enjoyment, my pleasure. That's what brings me peace. Because I start reading the instructions. Then I know exactly how I'm going to have my victory. I want to ask you two questions. We're done. First question is this. What trouble has found you? What trouble has found you? And then secondly, how are you responding to this trouble? How are you responding to this trouble? My last one is simply a statement. Let's ask God for victory over our troubles. Father, thank you for your many wonderful blessings. Thank you for your goodness, your kindness, your mercy, and your amazing grace. And Father, I try my best to deliver the message you laid upon my heart. And God, perhaps there's someone that, trouble has found them, has found their home, has found their family. But Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that they find themselves becoming immersed in the Word of God and letting the Word of God begin to feed them and strengthen them and give them direction so they can have the victory in the midst of the trouble they are in the midst of. And for that, Father, we'll thank you. God, perhaps there's one among us also who is not here or who is here, but they're not saved. They don't know if they die right now, but they go to heaven. But they want to know. They want to know. That's the trouble they're facing right now. It's hell itself. But they don't want to go there. They want to go to heaven. I pray, God, they come this morning and let us show them, not from what we say, but from the Word of God, how they can be born again, how they can know that heaven is their final destination. And for that, Father, we'll thank you. Perhaps, God, there's someone here today that wants to pray for their family or pray for some situation, some circumstance, or pray for someone that they love and care about that needs your help. They want to intercede for that person. I pray, God, they come. Whatever these are, God, help us respond as the Holy Spirit speaks to us, as He nudges us. And for that, God, we'll thank you. Have your way, Father. Of course, in your Son's name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand.